told us much. Just that Robert, my brother, had got this grant to do some kind of work out there. That's the last we heard. It's not knowing that's the worst.
Muito leve, leve pousa.
Na simples e suave coisa nenhuma,
suave coisa nenhuma.
Sombra, silêncio ou espuma, nuvem azul que arrefece.
Simples e suave coisa nenhuma
que amadurece. Leve, como leve pluma, muito leve, leve pousa.
If I were to say I'd noticed anything unusual, it would really only be with hindsight. There was nothing strange about her behavior. She simply disappeared.
Off the face of the earth in this day and age. You're right, you know what's going on.
Thank you. you're wondering what this sort of story, important and even tragic though it may be, has to do with Science Report, well, we have to go back in time some 18 months when we began work on another film which examined the scientific brain drain from Britain.
Thank you. this building is one of Britain's younger generation of research scientists. Her speciality is solar energy. Like many others in her position, Anne Clark is contemplating joining the brain drain and leaving the country.
Well, Mr. Clark, it's entirely a question of facilities.
Thank you. seem to you?
He said he was driving up to London and wanted to see me later tonight. He also asked about the same place the day before. I said, I am. Contain this take. But you tell me to keep up along.
Of the crash were taken by an agency cameraman. Despite considerable news coverage, there was one photo that was made available to the national press and television. Our own independent experts examined those photographs and the site of the accident itself, where I'm standing now. They drew no firm conclusions, except to say that the cause of the accident remained to their fullest.
Thank you.
records in the archives of radio astronomers. There was, we were assured, no solution here to the mysteriously burning air of submarine craft. But what it meant, what was the piece of vital information Sir William Ballantyne had deciphered from this apparently random cacophony? However, something happened which, at least at first, seemed to offer us some sort of a clue.
An outside telephone call was put through to the science report office. I found myself talking to a man with an American accent who refused to give his name or any other details of himself over the phone. He told me only that he had met Sir William Ballantyne on a visit the British astronomer had made shortly before his death to NASA space headquarters in Houston, Texas. We arranged to meet not far from here in 1 hour's time.
About to see may be considered by many of you unethical. However, we believe that in the light of subsequent developments, our action is justified. Benson was equipped with a miniaturized transmitter so that we could record the conversation between us. And a hidden camera was positioned near the market where the meeting had been.
quick, okay?
Okay, fine.
Let's walk on a little bit, okay? I'm sorry if I seem a little bit nervous. It's raining because I am.
Nervous? What?
Contracting a fatal case of measles, you know what I mean?
By Valentine.
You know what happened here?
I know why it happened.
And I gotta get it on record before they find out I'm over here.
Hey, who are they?
Listen, let's just stick to me telling you what happened, okay? Okay. It's address me in the morning 10:30. We have seen a guy. Can we take a few witnesses? That's kind of potential for me.
I'll have everything for you there.
He was given shortly before 10:30 the next day, together with a full camera.
They're climbing.
Eventually, the door was open. We show you the next part of the film, uncut, and exactly as we shot it on that day.
Science report.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 88, isn't it?
Yeah, 88.
We're here with the television crew to see a Mr.
Is there an American?
Mean Heart.
That's it.
Can we come in, please?
Meanwhile, in China, in the Middle East, on parallel earthquakes,
Pacific, the whole of the Caribbean seemed on the point of eruption.
Intense heat to equally unprecedented cold. North America suffered the worst winter on record. Rivers froze solid, and even the great Niagara Falls was halted. In many areas, a state of emergency was ordered by the newly elected President Carter. But the most frightening discovery which scientists made was that last year's unmelted snow line is the next step to a future and unavoidable ice age.
Huntsville, Alabama Conference of 1957. My ideas were advanced and taken seriously by a small group of senior physicists and government advisors. But by then, of course, it was too late. What was this with those people?
Can you tell me what happened in Huntsville?
The usual thing. The politicians come running to us so we can reverse the course of nature. We tell them, can't. They say, why didn't we do something earlier? And we tell them, they prevented us. They start squabbling among themselves.
Was anything achieved by the conference?
Always some discussion. The secret.
Can you tell me anything about that?
Not very theoretical.
But I can understand your reluctance.
Look. All I'm prepared to say is there were three alternatives for discussion. The first two were crazy. Forget about it. The third alternative, maybe not so crazy. But I don't know whether anything was ever done about it.
Can you tell me what it was? At the time that interview was filmed, Carl Gerstein refused to say anything further about alternative three.